Now let's go to work on setting up your calendar. In this segment, you're diving into a core element, building your business as you live your life in 90-day blocks of time. Understanding this approach is crucial. Let me explain. Life unfolds in cycles. Think of the changing seasons, moving from winter to spring, summer and fall, only to circle back to winter again each year. As entrepreneurs, we manage our finances quarterly or every 90 days. Even an expectant mother divides her 9-month journey into 3 trimesters, effectively 3 90-day blocks of time. 90 days seems to be a manageable time frame for most of us. We can endure a tough winter if we know it will last only 90 days. So too, an expectant mother can push through morning sickness during her first trimester, knowing it's temporary. The same principle applies to your business. During those first 90 days, things may not always go as planned. However, by focusing on this 90-day structure, you can stay on track. To see how this will work for you, let's create your first 90-day success calendar. It's easier to start with a paper calendar. You can print one online or grab one from a stationery store. If you prefer digital, you can also use your device's calendar. For this segment, we'll assume you're working with a paper calendar. So let's get your next 90 days written down on paper. Begin by listing 5 to 7 areas of your life that matter most to you. Consider aspects of your life that require time, like the spiritual side of your life, the physical or health side of your life, family and friendships, your career, your finances, and even recreation. You get the picture. Once you have your list, prioritize these areas from most important to least important and write them on your calendar. Because when you know what truly matters, it becomes easier to direct your time and energy. For instance, imagine Maya, the woman we spoke about in our last segment, who is married with young children. She decides her family is her top priority. While balancing a full-time job, she also aims to improve her health and build her Isagenics business to provide additional income. Without a clear focus, Maya might feel frustrated, or worse, her family might view her Isagenics efforts as a distraction, potentially leading to resentment and causing her to quit. However, by identifying her priorities, Maya can adjust more seamlessly. In this example, Maya sets her first goal, to advance from associate to consultant within the next week. Understanding her values, family, health, job, and her Isagenics business, she discusses her ambitions with the people she cares about most. Her family recognizes that while she may be less available temporarily, they will celebrate together once she achieves her goal. Let's recap the steps we've covered, then we'll dive into your 90-day success calendar. To continue using Maya as an example, imagine it's the beginning of the year and Maya has committed to growing her Isagenics business while focusing on her health and increasing her family's income. After reflecting on her goals, Maya decides to target the rank of executive within 90 days, a significant but achievable goal. She shares this vision with her family, and they're excited about the journey ahead. Maya then breaks down her 90-day goal as follows. In the first week, she aims for consultant. In the first month, manager. In the second month, director. And by the end of the third month, she aspires to reach executive. With these strong goals in mind, coupled with the right actions and support from her team and family, Maya is confident that success is within reach. She's filled out her calendar with her priorities and goals, so she has a clear roadmap to follow. Now, let's shift the focus from Maya to you. Imagine you have a personal Isagenics business coach guiding you. To identify pockets of time for your business and your life, your coach will need to see your completed calendar. Start by looking at your prioritized areas of life. For Maya, family was her top priority. If yours is similar, ask yourself, what family events do I have planned this month? This could include school activities, family meals, or recreation time. Write everything down on your calendar to clear it from your mind. Next, move on to your second priority. If, like Maya, your focus is on health, block out time on your calendar for exercise, meditation, or any activities that contribute to your well-being. Continue this process for all areas on your list, Just remember to leave the time you will need to build your Isagenics business as your last priority. Because by doing this, you will clearly see the gaps in your schedule that can be filled with income-producing activities. Pause this program and take the time to complete this exercise. Then you will be able to clearly see where you can add Isagenics to your calendar. With your 90-day SMART goals clearly in mind, complete your first month's calendar. Welcome back. How does your first month's calendar look? Were you able to fit in what's truly important? If not, consider revisiting your priorities or simplifying your list. If you manage to include everything, the next step is to add Isagenics. Aim for about 8 to 10 hours each week. Look for the gaps in your calendar. Can you work your business for 30 minutes in the morning and an hour in the evening? This could total 9 hours per week. Or perhaps you would prefer 2 hours each evening, 3 days a week, and an additional 4 hours on Saturday, totaling 10 hours. You can choose to work your Isagenics business part-time or full-time. Just make sure you have a consistent schedule written down on your calendar. So, what will you be doing during those Isagenics blocks of time? During the time you blocked out for Isagenics, you will focus on income-producing activities, primarily prospecting. You will be reaching out to potential customers and those interested in building a business. For your first year, aim to spend about 80% of your time on prospecting. If you're dedicating 10 hours weekly, that means 8 hours should be spent on prospecting. The other essential activities include sharing the Isagenics story with interested individuals and helping those who say yes get started with the products, the business, or both. We'll explore prospecting, presenting, and duplicating in more detail in later segments. In summary, you build your business while you live your life in 90-day blocks of time. You identify what's important, focus your vision on the next 90 days, and establish two main goals, your rank advancement goal and your income goal. Then you break those SMART goals down into more manageable 30-day blocks of time. Finally, we let the phrase plan, do, review, adjust, repeat, guide our journey. How does that work? It works like this. First, plan. Envision your next 90 days and set your title and income goals. Break those down into 3 30-day blocks of time. Once you've made your plan, fill out your calendar. Remember to get your schedule out of your head and down on paper, ensuring you set aside at least 8 to 10 hours per week for your Isagenics business, with 80% of your time dedicated to prospecting. Next comes the do phase. Implement your plan. Do what you have written down on your calendar. At the end of 30 days, review your progress. Adjust your next 30 days as needed and ask for help if you're feeling stuck. Then repeat. Create your calendar for the next 30 days, remembering to include what matters most to you in life, both your personal and your Isagenics commitments. This simple 5-step formula, plan, do, review, adjust, repeat, will keep you on track and focused on what truly matters in your life, month after month after month, with the goal of consistently building your Isagenics business over the next 12 months and beyond. So, if you've done the work and have both of your 90-day goals down in writing, your rank advancement goal and your income goal, along with your first month's calendar filled out, then you're ready to move on to the next segment. If you haven't completed your first month's calendar, it's time to do the work. Plan your work and work your plan. Those 7 words capture the essence of how consistent actions lead to consistent results. Remember that as you continue moving forward,